Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Former President Trump reelected defeats VP Harris in historic election. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. In a historic election full of dramatic moments, former President Donald Trump has won a second term, defeating Vice President Kamala Harris. Fox News called the election after Trump secured key battleground states, including Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, and Georgia. During his victory speech in Florida, Trump expressed gratitude to his supporters and promised a golden age of America.
I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president.
His campaign focused on restoring the economy, securing the border, and promoting energy independence. Trump's re-election makes him the second U.S. president after Grover Cleveland to serve non-consecutive terms. In a race filled with intense rivalry and near tragic incidents, including two assassination attempts, Trump supporters rallied around his message of a strong America while Harris focused on defending democratic values. The victory speech concluded with Trump celebrating his decision to run with Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, vowing to turn the country around. Harriet Hageman wins re-election for Wyoming's U.S. House seat, pledges to defend Wyoming values. Republican Representative Harriet Hageman has won re-election for Wyoming's U.S. House seat, securing two more years in Congress after defeating Democratic, Libertarian, and Constitution Party challengers. In a statement on Facebook, Hageman said, "I am humbled by and grateful for the support of the people of Wyoming to continue as their lone member of the U.S. House of Representatives, and I reiterate my solemn pledge to always represent the views and best interests of the people of our great state in Washington, D.C." That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.